This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The railroad crossing on Old Charlotte Road by Dean's Ready Mix in Albemarle will be getting a facelift sometime in 2025. And here is City Manager Todd Clark with the details on that.
Also want to let you know that I've been working with NCDOT. They have contacted me about railroad crossing upgrades that are planned for the Old Charlotte Road crossing. They are looking at upgrades starting in the summer of 2025. It's federally funded at 100%. The last update to that crossing was 34 years ago, and right now it's just got, there are no audible signals there. It's just lights only. So I wanted to make you aware of that, and I will keep you informed as we move forward with those improvements.
Manager Todd Clark had a couple other announcements, including who is going to head up the Main Street program in Albemarle, and here he is with that.
Also want to let you know that Katie Lynn has been appointed as interim director of the Main Street program following Joy Almond's resignation, and she's gone to work for the state of North Carolina, so just want you to be aware of that as well. And I'm also working to establish tours of the Catawba Nuclear Station for both City Council members and members of the staff. If anyone's interested, please let me know. Also, just an update on the Walk of Fame project. I'm working with Ross and Christina on this project. We're currently drafting several different options for City Council to consider in concert with a committee that is working with Christina on this project. So we anticipate having a proposal to you at one of your January meetings.
Councilman Dr. Chris Bramlett took it upon himself to walk around the historic district to document every street number and what was located there. And here's what he had to say at the city council meeting.
Recently, I have canvassed every street in the historic district, and I have recorded every street number in there and recorded what's in those locations. You'd be surprised at how many empty places we have, large numbers. Mm-hmm. And when I will share that with you when I get it organized and so forth, but I will have that for the historic district.
Thank you.
Scott Giles, scout leader here in Albemarle, went before the Albemarle City Council to introduce himself and just to let folks know what's going on with scouting here in Albemarle and Stanley County.
I appreciate you speaking with me earlier, and councilmen and women, I appreciate as well. I don't know how many times the scouts probably came before me, but I think that it suits to communicate with you now to let you know that we're here as well as my goal. So thanks for allowing me a moment. And I'm here for representing technically PAC 82. I'm the Cub Master, though I am also representing Troop 82, which is the boys, and Troop 482, which is a group for the girls as well. I know you think of scouts, you probably picture kids in tiny uniforms trying to sell you overpriced popcorn. And I won't lie, that's part of it. All right. But what I really care about is building character, leadership, and community spirit in the youth and city of Albemarle. Our scouts are the future leaders who will tackle challenges like how do you pitch a tent when you're missing half the stakes, or how will you start a fire without setting your eyebrows on fire. But more seriously, we're teaching skills that will stick with them for life, teamwork, responsibility, and how to navigate challenges, both in the woods and in the world. We're here to let you know that scouts are active in this community, and I want to partner with you in Albemarle to make an even better place, whether it's service projects, flag ceremonies, or finding creative ways to get kids off their screens and into nature. I and my children are eager to contribute. I believe that a community that invests in its youth is a community that thrives, and we want you to know that we're here to help that happen. And so I really appreciate your time, your leadership, and if I may be so bold, your support for the young adventurers of our town. If anyone here has a kid, grandkid, or even a neighbor who's curious, maybe even too curious for their own good, send them my way. I'll teach them and will teach them a knot that can hold up in hammock and their confidence. Thank you.
Where are you all meeting now?
First Baptist Albemarle.
And this was the group at one point that was meeting at the Scout Hut.
We still have the Scout Hut. Yes, ma'am. We are working very diligently to try to make it appropriate and safe for youth. Yes, ma'am.
Sponsored by First Lutheran.
It was.
Okay. And now at First Baptist.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you meeting at all or doing anything down at the Scout Hut?
Not currently, but that is a very diligent goal that we want to do very quickly. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Lots of sunshine today, a high near 61. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low around 43. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high near 63. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic.
I love you. You guys are fantastic.
103.3.
Can't take my eyes off you. There's a kind of hush.
Magic 103.3 FM. Hope you're enjoying the best of Rick and Bubba. We got one more week of best ofs after today, then we'll be back January 6th with the Rick Burgess Show. Go to rickburgessshow.com for all information. Here's one I get requested a lot of times. Bubba, you know, he's a good tennis player, but he met his match when he played a man with an artificial hip. Check it out.
You just casually told me moments ago you were beaten in tennis by a man with an artificial hip.
Yes, that's correct. This weekend.
That's not a good sign.
Funny. I would.